Welcome to Kentucky State Fair on the Air. Our coverage today brought to you by presenting sponsor Farm Credit Mid-America, also Raider Auction Company, Trigg County Farm Bureau, H&R AgriPower, and by Wildcat Chevrolet. We'll have a report from the Kentucky State Fair coming up in just a moment.
Farmers know that hard work has its rewards. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America has designed our operating loans to work just as hard for you in return. Earn 1.5% cash back on all purchases when you connect your operating loan to our disbursement card. Because in times like these, some extra cash back never hurts. Visit fcma.com/operating to learn more. Disbursement card for use with an operating loan. Operating loans are subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to the Kentucky State Fair on the Air. With us today, Kentucky State FFA Vice President, Mr. Matthew Estes. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, sir. I'm really excited to be here with you today, Mr. Watts.
I probably should let Jenny do this because Jenny's known you for many years, been serving together on the KJCA board, but I'll ask you some questions. Jenny might pop in from time to time as well. What's it like to be a Kentucky State FFA officer?
What's it like to be a Kentucky FFA state officer? I mean, if I only had to put one word, it'd be humbling for sure. This has been just these past 2 months has been 2 months of growth for me as a person for our entire team. We have 12, I have 11 other teammates, so we're a 12-person team. And, you know, besides all the trainings and everything, anything from, you know, how to make a workshop, how to interact with members, how to do media engagement. Becoming just a better human overall has really been the process to this point. And now that we've kicked off or we've finished training, we're kicking off our true member interactions, starting at the state fair, going with Rising Sun Conference, and then all our member events. And then eventually, way long away in June, state convention.
Talk about your FFA journey. How did you get to where you, how did you start in FFA? How did you get to where you are today?
So my FFA journey, I mean, we have to go all the way back to Barron County, where I'm from, but Park City FFA, where my grandpa was a member of, yes, sir. And then, you know, my mother, she was involved in FFA. My aunt was regional president. And then my late uncle was also regional president. So I came from a long line of FFA members. And Barron County is actually one of the few schools in our states. It's growing, but one of the still very few that has a middle school FFA chapter. Yes, sir. And so we got my schedule one day, and it said choir, art. Those were my two electives. Mom said, that's not going to work. So my mama got me out of the art class, and she put me into the agriculture class. And
so you're telling me you took a choir class?
Believe it or not, don't ask me to sing, but I did take a choir class. I didn't take it again, though. but I took ag, and through middle school, my 2 years, I was our first ever, I was our third ever chapter president. First ever seventh grade member at Barron County Middle School. Yeah, it was pretty cool. And then, you know, served the 4 years of Barron County High School, chapter chaplain, committee chairs, chapter president. Served the Barron River region last year as a regional president. Worked my way up when Jenny finally decided I was good enough to serve at the state level. Yes, sir. That's my journey to this point.
I love it. So the day when you guys were announced as new state officers, how was it for you, Matthew? How did you feel that day?
Well, I'll take you back to the night before. You know, a lot of praying, you know, a lot of reading in the scripture. Got on DoorDash, ordered, pre-ordered a Chick-fil-A biscuit that morning with a coffee because I was like, got to eat something. Didn't take a bite of it that morning when it got there. My roommate was pretty happy with me when I gave him a Chick-fil-A biscuit to eat. And, you know, we have to work the whole session before that. We're kind of like interns almost in a sense. We really help the SOCs, the state officer candidates, really make convention run. And so we had to do all that. And then they say, okay, it's go time. And so we go sit in the front row. And then that Chicago Bulls theme song starts playing. Then the nominating committee chair comes out. And we, the nominating committee, select. And then they start going down the line. And, you know, with each name and each region that's not called being yours, you get a little bit more nervous. I was the second to last call, the 11th. So pretty stressful. And then after that, you know, you get elected, you go to a dinner, and then you go through some basic trainings. Then you get 2 days at home, and then you're at trainings for a full week.
And I know you're talking about, like, going on the stage. And for us nominating committee members, we were getting to see you guys, your reactions in the moment. I mean, we were peeking. I don't know if y'all saw us.
We saw you.
Yeah. I'm sure y'all were also focused on trying not to cry and everything. Oh. But, like, we were peeking around the curtains, just standing there recording, trying not to sob ourselves, watching y'all run up on the stage after we had spent the week getting to know y'all. And then it's so awkward, though, when we were behind the stage and y'all were trying to direct people around. And y'all would have to tell us where to go, and we'd just be like, you know, give a little thumbs up.
Yeah. For the people listening that don't know, so the way that FFA selects the state officers for the next year is they bring in 12 people that are the same age as the state officers that are involved, heavily involved in FFA, just like Jenny. And then there's one nominating committee chair, usually the past state president. This year was the past state vice president because our past state president is currently serving as a national FFA officer. And so it's people that really know you, people you're best friends with, that you'll be going to college with, people you've competed against. And so, you know, you're not really supposed to talk to them or anything like that outside of the interview rooms. And so it's a weird feeling, but they always end up doing a really, really good job, and the teams work out in a great way.
I think it's such a neat process. And really, Jenny, you got a chance to see that. A lot of things you can't talk about at all works, but it's neat to be able to see that, you know, the process is student-led, really. I mean, the students are really the ones selecting the new officers.
Yes, Kentucky FFA is one of the largest student-led organizations. National FFA is the largest student-led organization in the country. And it's because of things like the nominating committee and the proposal system that really make it student-led. And, you know, there was 13 votes. There were the adults in the room that facilitated had no votes. You can correct me if I'm wrong, Jenny. I don't think they had any debate. It's truly the students that select the students that will lead the students for the next year. And it's a really cool system to think about. It reminds me, you know, of like the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. It's for the people, by the people. You know, it's a great system, and I truly love it.
What are some goals as a state officer this year? What are some things you want to do?
So as a team, our goals were to increase member engagement. We have about 25,000 members, and we want to up the number of engaged members that we have. And then for me, it's to truly make meaningful connections. I've had state officers in the past that have made me feel important.
All right.
And it meant a lot to me. You know, they asked me to take a picture with me, and I'm like, wow, I want to make people feel the exact same way. I want them feel important because they are important. All right. And they each have their own stories that matter to me, that matter to Kentucky FFA, and will matter to the future of agriculture.
You know, it's a different feeling now after having been a NomCom member. I mean, because, like, I walk up to you guys, and all of y'all know me. And, I mean, you gave me a hug, and then I walked over to the other part of the group, and Tyron just, like, grabbed me into a hug. And I'm like, what is happening? Normally, I'm looking up to the state officers and asking them for pictures, and you guys are looking to the other people that you are around you, and it's just a different perspective, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've all, like, we've seen these state officers our whole lives, and now you guys have aged up and are now your own state officer. It's crazy. But how's that like for you to be able to know that you're in that place now?
You know, like I said, state officers have poured into me into the past. And so being able to be in that role and know that we have a platform, and that, you know, they say there's 7 levels of leadership. So going from just your position, getting all the way up with the connections to hopefully the pinnacle, but just being able to have a certain amount of influence in somebody's life, hopefully for the better, it's crazy to think about. You know, I get chills when I, like, truly think about it, and it's just really cool because, so when I was a 7th grade member at Barron County Middle School, Miss Megan Rogers, who just took the teaching job at Warren East, she was at Greenwood.
Okay.
She looked at me and she said, you could be a state officer one day. And she had no idea she left that impact on me until state convention this year, when one of my friends ended up telling her. She found me backstage and gave me a huge hug. And we text each other happy birthday now and stuff. And I'll be going to Warren East FFA, hopefully, quite a few times this year. So I'm just really excited.
What do you say to a young FFA member out there, or just a young person who's not even in FFA yet? Says, I'd like to do that someday. Can I do that in my life?
Become
a state officer or achieve the things you've achieved in FFA so far?
Well, I would say, you know, there's 25,000 members in Kentucky FFA. 12 of us every year become a state officer. So it's not just to say that state officer is the pinnacle of your FFA experience. I think the pinnacle of your FFA experience is knowing you gave it all you got. Mm-hmm. Having that self-satisfaction that you put everything on the line. You really try to improve yourself as a person, whether it be your speaking skills, your networking skills, your career development skills, whatever it might be. So my advice would just be give it your all and put the rest in God's hands, basically.
You know, and of course, Kentucky State Fair, now Jane's got a question for you too, but Kentucky State Fair's this week and next week, and you guys will all be here. So encourage folks to come by the FFA booth and say hello and meet you.
Yes, sir. We did it for the members, all of us. Oh, yeah. And so being able to interact with the members will be that full moment. You know, we love being able to be with our stakeholders and being able to be with our donors, but none of it's possible without the members. If we didn't have members, I don't exist. So it's really cool to be able to interact with them this week, hopefully.
And I saw earlier, I was at the commodity breakfast for a few minutes, popped in there, and you guys, I like that you aren't just grouping together and huddling with your own group. I saw all of you were all talking to someone different across the way from each other. And I think that's something that's so important to get yourselves out there. And, you know, you're talking to other people who are like, oh, well, hey, you know, that kid's doing this thing. You know, that person's doing this. And it really puts your name out there.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Bouncing around, just trying to see everybody. One of the biggest pieces of advice I got is everybody wants to meet you. You just have to meet them. And so, you know, saying hi to whether it be Deputy Commissioner Warren Beeler or my friends at Farm Bureau or Congressman McGarvey,
right, yeah,
or Governor Beshear even. Right. It's really cool to be able to meet those people solely through FFA.
Have you ever met the governor before today?
Before today, I have not met the governor. I've heard him speak multiple occasions, ham breakfasts, yeah, and everything like that. Never had a picture with him or anything. So only possible because of you guys and because of Kentucky FFA, honestly.
Love it.
Well, there's always room for a first. My last question for you, I don't know if Dad has more, but what is your favorite fair food?
You know, y'all told me to prepare for this question, and I didn't need any preparation. I get one a year. I limit myself to one donut burger.
Oh.
And you might say I limit myself because of the sugar or whatnot. No, it's because it's $18, so I have to limit myself to that. balling on a budget, I guess. But donut burgers are definitely my favorite. That and a cold lemonade.
I know, who would have thought that you would make a donut burger and that would be one of like the staples of our fair, I think. You know?
Yeah, it's incredible. I don't know the ingenuity that went behind it, but I'm
either.
Truly grateful for it.
It touches all food groups. It's really agriculture.
Yeah, you're right.
It really does.
All food groups represented.
And then, have you heard about, I've talked about this with everyone, but have you heard that they have a hot Cheeto corn dog? It's like a regular corn dog with like hot Cheeto flakes
like
or dust.
Breading. Oh, okay, yeah. No, I haven't tried that, but I will be looking for it now.
Yeah, look out. Look out. Should be fun. Matthew asked us, thank you so much. Look forward to seeing what you do during the year as State Vice President for Kentucky FFA. Matthew,
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Great to have you with us. Thank you. And enjoy the fair. Have a great time this year.
Yes, sir.
Come by and see them. I guarantee you'll love these U State officers. Well, of course, Kentucky State Fair on the air. For Jenny Watts, Matthew Estes, I'm Alan Watts.
Raider Auction Company.